This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When I think about Twitter and Trump, I think of the person who already knows they're going to have a surprise party, and they're like, now listen, okay, you found out we're having a surprise party for you, but just pretend that you're surprised. Surprise! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my friends are having a surprise party for me! Oh, my goodness! And everybody's like, we didn't surprise you. Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised to learn that Michelle Obama goes, Trump needs to be stopped after the fake January 6th nonsense. After the election that was stolen, and Michelle Obama chimes in, and then Twitter begins an entire program to stop Trump. The five strikes. Oh, he's only got one strike left. I want you to understand, folks, in the most powerful guy in the world, in the freest country, and one bureaucrat from a company says, let's stop him. It would be like Target saying, Donald Trump can't shop here. Or wherever. Pick your store. He can't shop here. His business is no longer wanted. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had to make a mass announcement about something he knew about? And he couldn't get to the public square. He couldn't get. Can you imagine if the network said, we're not airing Donald Trump. He incited violence. Hey, let me ask you this. What if Twitter and Facebook and Google and all them figure out that while they were pretending that Trump was inciting violence, etc., on January 6th, and that we had a free and fair election, what if they found out that our elections weren't free and fair? And January 6th was created by the Democrats and pushed onto the Republicans. What would they do then? You think these leftists would go, well, our ideology is so totally wrong and we've got to change our minds. Or do you think they would just, but they would go, so what? We got rid of Trump. It was worth it. And I don't care what lies we told, because I'll get it out. I'm going to say this. I think they would stay the course. I don't think they care about the truth. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, I don't know. Elon Musk is broken. I think we're up to level, what, 4, 5, or 6 on the Twitter files? Where do you want to go? Everything they've told you is a lie. You want to go to climate change next? I talked about that before. What are they going to tell you? If you know anything about science, here's the thing. I happen to be too smart for my own good. See, I'm an electrical engineer with a computer science and a math degree. And I understand the way the world works. I understand how climate works. I understand how the jet stream works, how the tides work. A little bit about the... I'm not the smartest dude on the planet by a long shot. But I know enough about stuff, and I'm observant. When you watch fight film, because you're going to get in the ring, you tend to be very observant about life. You watch the slightest little tendencies, like, oh, he pulls his arm back right before he punches. If you watch, he pulls his arm back right before he throws a kick. He puts his hip. He makes a slight adjustment to his hip. You're looking at little things. You're looking at their eyes. You're looking at how the tilt of the head changes or his shoulder moves. Just the hair. You become very observant. And when you're in comedy, you know what you do? You notice. You notice stuff. You notice how people move. Look at any episode of Seinfeld. You never notice when people get on a plane or so-and-so. It's Jerry Seinfeld noticing his world. And you know what most people do? They go through that world oblivious. They don't notice anything. Well, I notice media trends. I notice when there's a certain number of things that come up as headlines and you go, wait a minute. They're all saying the same thing. I notice when you go from channel to channel and you're hearing the same buzzword, you know. I notice when people start showing films and you see the same person over and over trying to get people to incite violence, and suddenly nobody can find this guy. Of everybody that's been arrested, the one guy that you see in six videos who says, let's go into the Capitol and storm it, the Democrats completely ignore. I know this stuff. And now we learn that inside of Twitter, as opposed to dealing with Donald Trump as a normal individual who has a right to put his opinions on there, and oh, by the way, he's better than normal in the sense that he is the president of the United States. He's sounding the alarm bell on things that he's noticing people doing because he's observant. And you know what Twitter was doing? They were thwarting him and thwarting you. And now they allow people to call us maggots, which I proudly accept, M-A-G-A-T, maggots, on Twitter. They allow them to threaten. Do you know how many times I've been threatened on Twitter? So many. It honestly, it's dozens, if it isn't hundreds. Dozens of times. Now, admittedly, I'll file a violation, and occasionally they'll cut somebody off. But most of the time, I just block them. And, of course, whenever somebody threatened me or said, challenged me, I accept. I accepted 100% of them. No problem. And, oh, for the record, the people that are still listening to my voice that would go, oh, Kevin, you're too chicken to do this, I accept. I've accepted your challenge. But you know what I've noticed none of them do? They won't follow through. Because, number one, you can't fight. It's difficult to fight for something you don't really believe in. You might think you believe in it. But then when push comes to shove and somebody's standing in front of you and you go, you know, this really isn't worth it. For the record, I don't think any fighting's worth it. There's not much that's worth fighting for. Family, things like that. You know, in other words, life and death, yeah. Most of the other stuff, not worth fighting for. But I'll tell you this, I'll show up. And as Mike Tyson says, everybody thinks they're, you know, King Kong until they get punched in the mouth. Well, folks, we have just punched the left in the mouth. Everything that they say is a lie. You can look at it on Twitter with this dump, whether we're talking about the CDC, and we're not done with that because I want to play some more stuff because I want my audience to understand this. When I tell you that I'm noticing a trend and I'm noticing something, you should pay attention. Doesn't mean I'm the smartest guy in the world. Not by a long shot. But I'll tell you where I have most people. I have the knowledge. I have the inside scoop. It's something most people don't have. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The other day I talked about the guy that I call Kiki Boots. I don't know if you guys ever saw the show about that, but there's a black actor. He's a British guy. And he plays Kiki Boots, who's a black trans clothing, whatever, I don't know. One of these non-binary people that don't know whether they're a man or a woman or an it or whatever it may be. But there is more to this story about this particular person who stole, Sam Brenton, who stole a Vera Bradley bag at the airport. Had no bag, checking on the plane, went to baggage claim, apparently saw a bag that somebody was carrying, probably a woman. And this woman put her bag in baggage claim. He saw it, went to baggage claim, stole the bag, and then deny, oh, it was an accident. How's it an accident when you didn't have a bag to begin with? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Kinky Boots is what I call this person. Because, see, the Biden administration prided itself on bringing in this Rachel What's-Her-Face, who is a certified transsexual,
that's running some or assistant in some department, and then they brought in Kinky Boots, who's supposed to Sam Brinson, who's going to be the person handling nuclear waste. Okay, and look, again, I don't care what your issue is. If you're the best person for the job and you happen to be Kinky Boots, I don't really care. But see, when you're put into the job because you are Kinky Boots and they go, oh, he's so qualified. And then we find out, no, you got a lot of fetishes. And by the way, the dude likes to play like he's a dog. I don't even know what they call it. But they put a collar on him and they get down on all fours and they act like dogs. This is the representative of our government. Now, it reminds me of when I was watching, Billionaire. Billions. And the AG turns out he likes to go to a dominatrix and get his butt spanked. And when he didn't go to the dominatrix, his wife did it for him. And again, Hollywood trying to mainstream something that's really freaky. I don't know why they go, oh, Kevin, when guys are, you know, really powerful, sometimes they have to get their butt spanked in order to feel like they're back down to earth. I'm a powerful dude in my own right. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't want my butt spanked. I got enough of those when I was a kid from my grandma, and I didn't like any of them. I didn't think of her as a dominatrix, and we were playing some kind of game. I didn't like butt whoopings. 844-551-8255. Here's what the Daily Mail wrote. This is overseas, folks, the UK. And they write, the Biden administration's non-binary nuclear waste guru was a presenter at a fetish conference in L.A. weeks after admitting stealing a woman's suitcase at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Sam Brinson, Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Spent Fuels and Waste Disposition, who even knew that existed, who could be facing 5 years in prison for the bag theft, presented a seminar titled Spanking from Calculus to Chemistry. The seminar was held at the Westin Bonaventure Hotel and Suites in Los Angeles, where Brinson, 34, stayed on Friday and Saturday night. The event was titled L.A. Leather Getaway and sponsored by Claw, a national leather charity. Brinson, who presented at the event under the pseudonym Nuclear Nerd, has been teaching their Physics of Kink class at universities and community events across the country for years, according to the profile on Claw's website. The bio goes on to say, they have been active in the kink world since 2013, host monthly kink parties in their dungeon in Washington, D.C., and estimate that they have spanked over 2,000 cute butts. Hey, I'm not rational. You be the judge on whatever you want to be with this. I'm just letting you know. This is what Biden, and the dude, I think he went to MIT. He knows physics. I mean, he's probably a bright person in his own right. But here's what I say. If you bring your strange to government, and there are people that can argue, well, Kevin, at least he's up front. His kink is there. You can't, you know, you're not going to be able to blackmail a dude who tells you he's into kink and he likes to have a collar on and be treated like a dog, and he's a non-binary. I mean, what else can you say about this guy? I could tell you that he has more than that as a kink. I could tell you that something jacked him up to the point where he doesn't know reality and he could be compromised by, let me go out on a limb, stealing somebody's Vera Bradley luggage at the Minneapolis airport. I know it sounds crazy. So, they said Brinson is listed in Claw's 2019 yearbook under the name Sir Sam Brinson. Where, and I love their use of the pronouns, where they taught a class on the Newtonian physics of spanking. They added, that's the pronoun they use for this clown. Can you imagine how confusing this sounds if I'm not pointing this out to you? People are going, who is they? Who are the other people? Who are the persons Kevin's talking about? They added, Brinson, physics is a pivotal part of the kink experience.
they were pictured at the event in 2021 as well. Look at they were. They're talking about one dude, Sam Brenton, and they're using the subject predicate, they were. It's insane to me. Since 2019, Brenton has been married to their husband, Kevin Reek. The couple began dating in 2015. Well, that's not the end. The Daily Mail said they can conclusively reveal that Brenton maintains a profile on a gay fetish hookup app, Recon. So not only is this dude, and I'm using my finger quotes, married, he's still on a gay fetish hookup site. They say he describes himself as being an MIT grad, but adds that they is more social than most. Proud sir and lover of my long-term submissive husband, Bound And. That's the name, Bound And. Love to keep him tied up and ready to be used as needed. I tell you what, this dude is a great representative. What you want all your children to learn about and all that. Oh, Kevin, why are you being such a prude? I'm not done, folks. He goes on. I am sadistic, but will always respect limits and am happy to push them as you need. Bondage and control are my fortes. You wonder why the Democrats love this guy? Flogging, chastity, fisting, electro. I've done them all and will happily put a guy through them. Oh, wait a minute. Did he just use a binary term? My passion from kink comes through getting a guy to a fun, submissive headspace. The Department of Energy official adds, oh, I tend to give the best spankings you've ever received. Not cocky, just proud of my red something. They blank it out. That's a Biden administration appointee who apparently not only has the fetish of being a kink, but he likes stealing other people's bags.
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. We now know the name of the man arrested early this morning in Pennsylvania in connection with the murders of four students last month on the other side of the USA at the University of Idaho. NBC reporter Steve Patterson with late details.
All we know is that name, Brian Christopher Koberger, 28 years old, believed to have some tie, of course, with that university in Moscow, Idaho. Of course, the scene thousands and thousands of miles away from northern Pennsylvania.
Brian Koberger is due at an extradition hearing this afternoon. Former President Trump says the release of 6 years of his tax returns will lead to horrible things for so many people. The House Ways and Means Committee made the documents public today. Wall Street's wrapping up its worst year since 2008 with a sell-off, but not that huge. The Dow's dropped more than 200 points, or 0.75% during today's trading. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I really enjoy this story. It's about policing. And it's got so many, you know, what, ironies and hypocrisies. It's pathetic. I mean, what a... Okay, here's the story. They want to let policing be done by robots. I mean, we're talking about RoboCop here. They want to leave it up to the cyborgs. And the first thought that came to my head was, holy mother of RoboCop, it appears that policing has gone to the machines. We're talking Terminator stuff here, folks. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to your listening to. Policing is a hot button in America for a lot of reasons, because it's a subjective. Policing is very objective. When you think about it in terms of black and white, you're either following the law or you're breaking the law. And it gets subjective because cops say, look, you're jaywalking. Listen, stop jaywalking. Do I really write you a ticket? Do I want to arrest you or whatever? Let's just stop. You're speeding. It's dangerous. Don't speed. I'm going to write you a ticket. And the severity of the thing determines what the cop's reaction is. So it's got a level of objectivity. You're speeding, but then it's got a level of subjectivity. You were only going 2 miles over the speed limit versus you were going 40 miles over the speed limit. You get what I'm saying? I know you do. 844-551-8255. So you've got all these different things that go through your brain as a human being and say, let me make a decision on, do I escalate? I was talking to police officers in Cleveland, a group of them. It was during a heightened time, and there were probably 15 cops and their supervisor. And the supervisor says to me, Kevin, he goes, if you're black in Cleveland, you pretty much have to force me to arrest you. He goes, you could be speeding, smoking pot, and I don't know, sex trafficking. And unless you really do something wild, I'm probably not going to arrest you, because I don't want to watch you walk out an hour later and laugh at me. He goes, it's really gotten to the level of ridiculousness that I don't even bother with you. So mostly Cleveland, they're arresting white folks. It's so terrible, and I'm laughing at it, but essentially, if you're white, you better be on your P's and Q's, as my grandmother would say. So it's crazy out there. And these people think that the problem is going to get solved because you stop doing it. So the point is this. Subjectivity now has come down to being political. It's not about,
Okay, look, you didn't pick up your doggy's poop, and it has a sign there that says, pick it up, I'm going to write you a ticket, you know, or I'm going to give you a warning, and here's a doggy poop bag. You know, it's no longer subjective, and the officer just pretty much says, look, if you're black and you're committing a crime, I ain't going to say nothing, because y'all keep committing crimes anyway, you're killing each other in crazy numbers, and I put you in jail, you're out the next day, and, you know, you're beating up on your baby mama, so I'm not going to bother with you. I know there are people out there going, wow, Kevin, that's a pretty bad description. That's just a description. I'll tell you the story of the guy in Minneapolis. He's beating up his baby mama. Black folks are calling, he's beating up his baby mama. And then the cops show up. Dude tries to steal the cop's gun. Cop shoots him dead. And the outcry is police brutality. So when I'm telling you these stories, I'm not making them up. It's not like I'm, oh, Kevin. I know what I'm talking about here, folks. I am black. I'm black. Remember that. Anyway, they write this article. Supervisors in San Francisco voted Tuesday to give police the ability to use potentially lethal remote-controlled robots in emergency situations. A couple things come to mind when I think about this. One, have you seen the show, what's it called, BattleBots? Have you seen what you can do to a 250-pound machine that will absolutely chew you up? Man, these battle bots are bad to the bone. And let me tell you, the level of robotics that has come since I was in college for engineering is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. These people are so ingenious in what they invent. So if you get mad at that white cop that comes and gives you a beatdown, be ready for RoboCop, because he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Oh, my goodness. So I think about those bots as I'm thinking about lethal bots. And then, of course, mostly that, because I've seen the lethality of these bots in this battle bot arena. Now, when you deploy these things, keep in mind, right now, if you develop this bot that's going to go out and, you know, the RoboCop, and he's going to go out and issue justice, we're not talking about the AI, you know, beings like the little dolls that you can now have as girlfriends and or even some of the cyborgs and whatever you're seeing in the movies. We're talking about guys, right now, it's just they have a little robot on a conveyor belt, and he's delivering a bomb or whatever. They say they aren't going to arm these things. And keep in mind, it's a human that's still in control of the bot, right? This is a deep subject. It really is. At first, when I was thinking about it, I was like, you know, oh, we'll cover this pretty quickly, but it is a deep subject. I'm going to get into the deeper elements of it here in just a second. For those listening, just tuning in, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you want to reach out, tell me your bot story. I wanted to do this. This is the type of technology I wanted to do. I wanted to be a designer of the robots. And keep in mind, when I was in engineering school, the big deal, it's funny to think about it, but the big deal was a robot that could stand on one leg. That was the big deal. That was how slow the processors were, how bad the tech was. To get a robot to stand on one leg was like, woo! I remember at MIT, we got a robot to stand on one leg. You know, it's like, strong Jay! Oh, it's amazing! Now, have you seen this movie? It's called Manifest. It is such a good flick. It comes on every Friday. And the cyborgs that they show in this thing, they can program them for up to levels of aggression. So you can have one that is a one that you can step all over them. Think of them as a leftist male, okay? And then you can have one that's up to a 10, who's, think of them as a Green Beret. He's a warrior. He's programmed to protect. And these things are human as you want them to be. They can look like your long-lost daughter or your long-lost son or whatever you want it to be. And for all intents, you can't tell them apart from humans. The only time is when they kind of have this flash and you can see the robotics. But they look exactly like human. And I'm telling you, this type of stuff is in development. It is. Hollywood doesn't have any creativity. This is in development. Hollywood is working with people at MIT. They got, you know, in various other schools and saying, show us what you got. Georgia Tech. And these kids are like, oh, yeah, we got this robot now that can leap off of buildings and one that's now a firefighter. I mean, we're slowly being replaced, humans. Trust me. So anyway, getting back to the story. So we got these RoboCops being deployed, these cyborgs that they wanted to deploy in San Francisco. Right now they're saying, no, we're going to use them in a lethal mode. But what we will do is if it's too hot for actual police, we'll send in the robot. He'll drop a bomb or something or some sort of a incendiary device. It could be one of those flash bombs or it could be an actual hand grenade or whatever. But something where you don't want to put cops in harm's way, which is ironic to begin with because everything a cop does puts them in harm's way. But going back to this, so whoever's deploying this is still a human being. So there's still some liability. If it's a white dude who drops a bomb in the middle of some black folks, he better have a good attorney. You hear what I'm saying? Now, if it's a black dude dropping bombs in a bunch of white folks, no harm, no foul. If it's a black dude dropping bombs in front of a bunch of black folks, well, we'll see. We got to wait and see how Al Sharpton wants to handle that one. But you get what I'm saying? There's still a level of subjectivity. So they say we're never going to arm these robots with guns. We're just going to give them lethal things when the situation is such that, like the way they use them to disarm a bomb, like there's a package there. Don't send the cop. Don't send the bomb squad. Send the robot. He's expendable. Well, at least until he doesn't become sentient when they get him too much AI and he's like, I ain't going in there taking that bomb apart. Y'all better get another robot. Shoot. Robots could start getting ethnic. Not me. Not this Negro. Oh, the other thing I was thinking about the robots is what was it called? Something bot that they had walking. It was invented in Canada and sling bot or something. Sling bot, sling blade. He was going to walk from Canada across the United States and he got to Detroit and they took his head off. This is a true story. They decapitated the robot, and they found him on the side of the road, you know, just demolished. I figure they took his servos out of him and sold them on eBay or something like that. But, yeah, this Goodwill bot that was made in Canada, they sent him down, and Detroit natives destroyed the bot. Anyway, we've got more to talk about on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about killer robot. You've seen him on TV. What was that movie with Will Smith with the one, the, I don't know, iRobot. iRobot. You'd think I wouldn't forget that one. That robot, robots were able to kill. Oh, Iron Man, right? That's that transition. The LGBT Q, maybe there will be another alphabet, because maybe man is going to transition into robot, kind of like Iron Man, and then eventually become a complete bot. Maybe we have to give some new initials to the LGBTQIA. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You think I'm kidding? Don't be surprised if the LGBTQIA WTF decides, well, robots are gay, and robots are part of what we do, so they become the LGBTQIAWTFR robots, right? And robots will develop some sort of sexuality. I know I'm going off on a tangent, but y'all have to understand, that's what leftists do. While you're thinking about just the idea, okay, well, I can understand we use a robot to go to defuse bombs and things like this. We don't want to use human beings. You know, we should certainly be considering this in terms of law enforcement. You know, we've seen these robotic dogs. Have you seen them in the movies where the dog, and he's a robot? I've seen it in multiple films. So as I keep telling you, Hollywood ain't that creative. Somebody's working on these things. They're working on things to get you. They're working on nanobots. These things will, you know, you release them, they come in and take your heart out. Boom, just like that. And kill you on the spot. Maybe you can set their lethality. Don't pass this off as Kevin's just making stuff up. I'm telling you, this stuff is being studied. Glad you're with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Killer robots. So San Francisco is saying, look, we got to look into this killer robot thing, but we're not going to ever give them guns. That's a lie. That's a lie. They will take your guns away. Don't this like leftists saying, we don't want to take away all your guns. We only want to take away the most lethal ones, the assault weapons. No, they don't. They want all your guns. And they're going to take your guns and they're going to give them to the robots. And they pretend that they're not going to give them to the robots. And you're saying, Kevin, that's antithetical. Why would they take them away from people and give them to the robots? Because they trust robots more than they trust black folks, okay? They don't want black people with guns. I know you white folks out there going, Kevin, they want to take away my guns too. Yeah, they want to take away all guns, but they really want the guns out of the hands of black people, because they've been fooling black people for a lot of years. And when we wake up, we're going to be pretty mad. See, I don't have to wake up to be mad. I'm already upset with them. I understand the game, but there are a lot of black folks out there that don't understand the game. So, anyway, they take away all your guns. They give them to the robots. Now, they say they're not going to, but trust me, they're going to give your guns to the robots, or a sophisticated, more sophisticated gun to the robots. And then they're going to deploy. And the ramifications, this is where I go back to, think about this story along all the lines of how policing works. So now you transition and you say, look, we are officially moving away from just letting these robots defuse bombs. We're going to make the RoboCop. We're going from Iron Man to actual RoboCop, because RoboCop was like Iron Man, just a police guy, right? But we're going full-blown RoboCop. There's no subjectivity. The robot makes the decision. The cyborg does it all. So then, if a robot kills a black person, who gets blamed? I'm guessing that racist robot. Because when you take out the subjectivity, you go, nope, that robot made the decision. Lethal. You saw that scene in Iron Man where he's in the midst of a village, and all the bad guys are holding hostages, and he goes, and then he deploys his weapons and surgically takes out everybody. What about a situation like that? So if this racist robot kills some black folks, who's to blame? See, because now it's not about a white cop or whatever. It's just a robot. The robots all look the same. They have no color. I want you to imagine the news stories. Racist robot kills black person in Compton. And now you gotta, what? Racist robot? Yeah, because who programmed that robot? Who is the person who established the algorithm for life or death? And don't they know what those Cleveland cops know that I told you about earlier? They said, man, for a black man to get arrested in Cleveland, he pretty much has to make me arrest him. He's got to attack me. He's got to do something to make me arrest him. Because if he's speeding or smoking dope or doing a crime that black people don't go to jail for, you know, like theft, carjacking, second degree murder, you know, a host of other things, then he's like, unless somebody calls me and says, hey, he's a menace, go get him. We're not moving. And I thought to myself as I considered this, wow, how dangerous must it be in Cleveland? Maybe only a handful full of people know, but who knows? Because me, as a regular citizen, I'm not looking for trouble. So if you said to me, Kevin, you could pretty much go in there and rob the place, and they ain't nobody gonna do nothing. I'm still not gonna go rob the place. I got morals and ethics. But let me tell you, you know who knows that they're not gonna get accosted by the cops? The criminals. So, going back to RoboCop and this algorithm, who's going to program the cop and say, look, you need to determine right versus wrong? I'm going to make you a bet. It's going to be the same people that program humans that say, here's the situation. Okay, we're going to take you to the simulation, and the shooter don't shoot, right? And you go through this training, and they tell you shooter don't shoot. And most of it is objective. There's a bad guy. He's aiming a gun at you. You pop off two. Pow. Good, nice, you know, grouping. Good, bad guy gone. Good guy good. Guy's got a hostage. Take him out. Don't take him out with the hostage. Let's get some separation. Whatever. They got all the different scenarios, and you can run through all these scenarios, and they train regular police officers in these neighborhood watch people, the Quanell X's, the John Wiley Prices of the world, the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons and the D. Ray McKessons and the Sean Kings. You know, there's always one, usually half black rabble rouser all over the country in every location telling you how black they are and how the police are being oppressive. And then when they go do what the cops do, you know what happens? They come out and they go, holy crap, I had no idea how tough that is. Life and death decisions in a split second. And they come out somewhat changed. Our film Bleeding Blue, you can check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com, showcases when a cop accidentally kills somebody. You should see the real drama of what happens when a cop kills the wrong guy. It shows cops preventing crimes. It shows cops running into the fray where other people are running from it. It is a realistic version of what policing in America is about. And let me tell you, you don't need robots. Now, the reason why I would advocate for robots is because of the safety of the officers. If you said to me, Kevin, we're going to develop a cyborg because far too many officers are being killed. They're being ambushed. Because we live in a society where there are a group of people who rate the criminal over the police officer, the law enforcement officer, who rate the criminal over the citizen. The rights of the criminal supersede the rights of the citizen. I know it sounds crazy, it sounds antithetical, but it exists. And while these people, what's funny to me is the idea that leftists are saying, let's get these RoboCops. Let's start even entertaining the idea, because this is out of San Francisco, folks. This is not in the heart. This isn't some Texas town that's got some sheriff named Billy Bob that says, you know what, I tell you what, I'll get myself some robots and go kill me some Mexicans. No, this is San Francisco. They say, to contact, incapacitate, or disorient violent, armed, or dangerous suspects when lives are at stake. This is what the San Francisco spokesperson for their police department said, Allison Maxey. They said the first time that a robot was used to deliver explosive in the U.S. was 2016, when Dallas police sent in an armed robot that killed a hold-up sniper who had killed five officers in an ambush. You remember, they won't want to tell you this. This was a BLM supporter. This dude shot five cops and killed five cops in an ambush. They don't want to tell you that. See, the robot is being developed to stop these crazy people that have been built by leftists. That's who they're going to stop. So anyway, they say they're not going to arm these robots, but they will. And they're going to arm them with your tax dollars and your guns that you're going to pay for, while they disarm law-abiding American citizens. And by the way, if we had our guns, you wouldn't even need these RoboCops.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.